This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live New Orleans, Louisiana, media row in advance of Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl 59. I'm fired up. If you listen to our radio show regularly, you know that my favorite people to talk to in NFL locker rooms are offensive linemen, and they're the smartest. They have the best perspective on the game, and one of my favorites.
They make the game go.
They do for a number of years now. Is Big Luke Cornelius Lucas, New Orleans native, joining us live here at Media Row. Big Luke, what up, man?
Yo, how y'all doing today, man?
We're good, man.
I got to start here.
Okay.
There's no way you know. I'm guessing you don't know this. We do the show every day, okay. Me and B. We start our show with a ward tour by Tribe. Okay. And you're wearing a Tribe Called Quest t-shirt.
Right.
I am curious, is that just like a cool throwback t-shirt for you, or are you a Tribe guy?
Actually, funny story, my O-line coach, Bobby Johnson, gave me this t-shirt.
OG!
Bobby Johnson gave you
OG
that?
OG gave me this shirt. Man.
Now, I bet OG is an actual Tribe fan.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I got to talk to him about that. How you doing? So, pull back the curtain here.
Okay.
Big Luke. Moments ago, when we were just getting at the end of that break before the sports update there, Big Luke just looked at me. He's like, man, we were so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you look at this season now, damn, we accomplished so much, or we were so close to the Super Bowl?
I still look at it as we accomplished unimaginable amount of stuff, man. Like, no one predicted us to do anything this year. And for us to take it as far as we took it, it's still a bittersweet falling so short, so close. But at the end of the day, to go from 4-13,
yeah,
to what was I in the record?
12-5 regular season.
12-5, like
14-6, I guess.
Night and day difference, yeah. Man. This year, I had the most fun I've ever had playing football, and going in year 12. You know what I'm saying?
You've been doing this a long time.
I've been doing
it
a long time, and this year was the most fun ever.
Does this, being here and seeing all the festivity, motivate you even more?
Yeah, and it's a little bittersweet because I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I wish it was that burgundy and gold strapped on the walls.
Instead of this damn green.
Yeah, man. I keep getting reporters with green shirts on. I'm like, man, you got the wrong shirt on. The wrong color on.
You grew up, you said, like a 15-minute walk from here, right?
Well, my house is 15-minute walk from here. But I grew up on the West Bank. I grew up in the 8 Ward. All those are 15 minutes away in the car ride.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
What does it mean to you to be in New Orleans for a Super Bowl as a pro football? I mean, because the last Super Bowl here, you weren't in the pros yet.
That, no, I was
think
in college.
It was 2012.
Yeah, I was in college.
What, like?
Wow, I was here.
What's it mean for you, dude?
Like,
this is hometown.
Yeah, it's a weird feel, man. I'm at home. I'm fellowshipping with my people. I feel like I'm at home, but I also feel like I'm doing something special. Something special is going on right now. I don't really know how to put it in perspective. Like I say, I wish I was gearing up to play a football game on Sunday, but just being in the fellowship, being in the festivities. This is my first time actually going to the Super Bowl, seeing all the events and stuff like that. I'm just taking it all in.
Talking with Cornelius Lucas here, tackle, offensive lineman for the Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels last night got some awards, got some well-deserved hardware, Rookie of the Year, and then the surprise that I don't think anybody really knew about was the moment of the year.
With the Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where were you and what was going through your mind for the Hail Mary?
Okay, so I had just rolled my ankle maybe 15 plays before.
You would come out. Right?
I was out, I was on the sideline hobbling. And it wasn't looking too good, but they pranced out there and I saw the ball go in the air. And I couldn't move. I just melted on the sideline. Once the ball came down and he scored, I just rolled on the sideline. I couldn't walk. I just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. I hope someone finds the footage of that.
That's amazing. Because
it's going to be hilarious.
You're just rolling on the ground like
just
a
rolling on the ground, like doing snow angels because I was just elated.
One of the underrated parts of that play, and I'm guessing you will have noticed this too. I want to say it was Alec Greddy. I can't remember who it was. So Jaden takes the snap, rolls right, goes right, then comes all the way back left. And one of the linemen, you had a D lineman trying to chase Jaden down, and he was able just to get a clean, clock-cleaning block on one of the Bears' D linemen coming the other way. Have you seen that?
I did not see that. I was more focused on the left tackle.
When he comes back left.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it again.
Yeah. 13 seconds it took for that play to for him to get rid of that ball.
Yeah, for him to get down the field.
That's a long time.
Four seconds is a long time.
What was so great about the play, though, they call illegal man downfield for everything. You know, and normally if you're blocking that long, you know, all kinds of things happen. But 13 seconds, no holes, no penalties. That was
yeah.
You all did a damn good job with that one.
Hey, the football guys, they called, they answered.
What was your favorite moment this season?
Ooh.
Hail Mary's got to be up there, but there were a lot of moments.
The Hail Mary's up there. I think winning that Philly game on the last drive.
Sure.
That was up there on the touchdown. For me personally. What else?
You got a lot of moments this year, bro.
It's so many, man. I don't know where to start.
You've been in Washington 5 seasons.
Yes, sir.
They should bring you back. I know you're a pending free agent. I feel like they will bring you back.
Yes, sir.
What's it been like this season, even before like the game started? Just how different was the vibe with AP and DQ running the show?
Everything had a purpose. I'll just start there. With the pass regime, I felt like we were just out there hanging out. Not hanging out, but you know what I'm saying? Like, when DQ got here, when AP got here, everything, the schedule, the things we did, everything married together and had a purpose. Like, starting in off season, we had 3 weeks on, 1 week off. So by the time we got to camp, we wasn't burnt out. Versus in the past years, all of OTAs were hitting it. I felt like DQ and AP kept us fresh. That was the biggest thing. Like I felt like camp never started. That like we had never had 2 days of pads back to back, never had more than 3 days of going back to back. And I felt like that was monumental in just keeping us fresh, keeping us motivated for the season to go out and play our best each week.
Well, hell, when you got a week 14 bye week.
Right.
Yeah. Right. One thing, like, when you start practice, you do the bag drill.
Oh, my goodness.
Jay's always asked me, like, man, are they going to get tired of that? I'm like, not if they keep winning.
Yeah.
And the thing, I think, like, does it get your blood flowing? Because you go from stretching, whatever, to getting through those bags. And it's kind of the competition, isn't it?
That was the word of the year, competition. That's how we started it out.
Yeah.
And, like, going from the pass regime, we would warm up and go straight into Indy. And we would, like, mosey our way into it versus with DQ. soon as we start.
Yeah,
like, we're going. Yeah. And that was how every practice went. That's how all the games went. I feel like he has a really good way of getting his guys going, motivated, and ready to take somebody's head off.
You've been in the NFL 12 years, I think you said, right?
Going on 12.
Going into year 12.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a person as calm as Jaden Daniels? You're kind of a calm fella, too, honestly, now that I think about it.
When I think of calm, I think of the greats when I think of Jaden, man. Like Megatron, Matthew Stafford. Who else have I come into contact? Like, I just think of guys like that. Like, I've never seen Five rattled. I've never seen him punch his hands. I've never seen him curse. I've never even seen the guy sweat. Like, it's amazing, man. Like, the composure he keeps is motivating. Because you look at him in a huddle and we're down 10.
Right.
And before you know it, we're up by three. So just having him, man, is a lifesaver.
It's remarkable. By now, we kind of know Kingsbury's sticking around.
Okay.
We're talking with our friend Cornelius Lucas, Commanders offensive lineman, New Orleans native here in New Orleans. What did you think of the offense? How much did you enjoy the offensive game plans this year?
Oh, a breath of fresh air. Cliff is so O-line friendly. The amount of chips we got this year, the amount of play-action passes, just keeping the D-line on the toes. Like, I remember parts of the season, like when we went 4-13, we would pass the ball 20 times in a row.
Right.
As a D-lineman, you're licking your chops. Like, I got to get home in one of these 20.
Right.
Uh-huh. Versus you line up with Cliff Kingsbury, and out of them 20, you're going to get chipped 15 of the 20. And then you're going to have a play action for the other two. You really only need to get three real good shots at getting a one-on-one rush at the quarterback. See what I'm saying? That's the difference in Cliff and the other guys have been around.
Did you see B-Rob and Eckler walking around?
I have not, but I heard they're in here.
Yeah.
They might.
They have them.
It might be them Bonnie, winging that.
Those Bonnie's church
the,
song.
The football over there.
Oh, yeah. I just sunk that, by the way, too.
How'd you do?
I look like an old lineman. I definitely look like an old lineman, for sure.
I love that. Let's hope everything goes right.
Okay.
Do you want to be back in Washington?
I would love to be back in Washington, man. I want to retire in Washington.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you love the area?
I do. It's grown on me. I've been there for so long. Got to go.
5 years now,
yeah.
Right? 5 seasons.
Yes.
What do you think of Commanders fans? Like, what are your interactions like?
Commanders fans. I feel like I got a different set of Commanders fans this year versus the other years I've had. And I got a lot more new Commander fans this year.
But excitement.
Yeah.
When they're winning in that town, you can see the excitement level.
The love is overwhelming when we're winning.
That's the question. On the road, I know me and Santana and them doing the shows, do y'all feel and hear how loud they were on the road this year?
Man, my first time experiencing it for real was in Arizona.
Yes.
I think when the Indian Reserve population came out and they decked out the stadium, I feel like it was more Washington fans than it was Arizona Cardinal fans
there.
And every score, they just lit it up for us, man.
That was cool.
Yeah,
was cool.
All year.
What did it mean for you? Because Brian and I talked about this as something we kind of found to be a catalyst maybe for your season. So you go Monday night in Cincinnati, win that.
Uh-huh.
Then everybody flies out to AZ to stay there for the game. What was that week like in Arizona?
Ooh, lots of walkthroughs. I don't think we really hit the gas too much in practice. We maybe had one full-speed day. I think the momentum of that Monday night game had us turned up. And the sky was a limit after that, just knowing what we could do, how we can do it. And Arizona was just the next chip that had to fall.
A lot of guys said that week being out there together kind of brought y'all closer together.
Yeah, it was like another week of camp.
And I I kind of felt like the same thing. Like training camp, we used to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would bring people together. And I think that was kind of a training camp week where you had to depend on each other.
We're in a hotel in the middle of the desert doing walkthroughs in this hot-ass parking lot. Man, shout out to Cliff, man. We got so many walkthrough reps this year, man. That's where you really make your money at, in walkthroughs.
Yeah.
And Cliff understands that. Like, we probably got, like, 3 or 4 walkthroughs a day, man. Like, just going over the players, going over. But all that helps.
Yes, it does.
All right, New Orleans native. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to restaurant here?
Oh, brother. That's hard. If I had to pick, I got to pick one?
You can give us a couple. It's your world.
A couple. If I'm feeling boiled seafood, I might go to Klessy's because you can get a little bit of everything there. You can get fried shrimp. You can get boiled shrimp, boiled crawfish. If I'm feeling fancy, I might go to Moreau Steakhouse. That just opened up maybe a year ago.
I saw that. It's over by the Superdome, right?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or if I'm feeling steak, I might go to Desi Vegas. That might be the best steakhouse I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever been to Burns in Tampa?
No, I haven't. Yep. Fire?
Put that on your list.
Okay,
yes.
Burns. Let's see.
What's your go-to dish, Cajun food?
Go-to dish. I'm a seafood pasta kind of guy.
Okay.
I like a good seafood pasta. Maybe a little etouffee. Everything that's like buttery and creamy and bad for you, sign me up for it.
Olivin right there.
Yeah, that's Louisiana.
Hot wings, all that, man.
What's your favorite restaurant in D.C.?
Oh, that's even harder.
Or
man.
Ashburn. Prime, I'm guessing.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If I had to boil it down to one, what did I just have the other day?
Because I know you guys do those O-line dinners like regularly.
Yeah, that's on the rookies.
DC,
they go out. How often does the O-line
every week
do those dinners? Yeah.
Every week.
And it's not just rookies paying. It's everybody.
No. And we might go to DC Prime 1 week. We might go to Five Guys the next week. Like, well, it's all over the place.
I remember 1 week.
Five Guys is good.
Yeah.
Five Guys is banging.
Greasy.
I remember one. You guys were going to, like, a Korean barbecue or a ramen joint
or something.
Like, it wasn't, like, high end. What did they – like, it's one thing when you go to DC Prime because the team has a relationship. Yeah. Everybody knows you. But, like, when that group of men who are all outrageously large rolls into the ramen spot, what is the reaction in the restaurant?
It's just a bunch of heads turning, people looking like,
who the hell are these guys?
And then it's just a onslaught of just people bringing stuff to the table, because once you get there, we're ordering 6 and 7 of each appetizer. It's just a gang of food, man.
Who's the biggest eater of everybody?
Oh, Nick Algagretti. Nick, 100%. The guy, Nick might order 40 ounces of ketchup.
Wow.
Shout out to Nick, man. Shout out to Nick.
Have you talked to Sam at all?
Cosby?
Spirits up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I talked to Sam right before I left out of here, man. Praying for him, hopefully, for a speedy recovery. I can see that he has his mind right on getting bigger, faster, and stronger. I think he's going to come back an even better player.
Yeah. You guys got a good group, man.
Yeah.
I thought Biadasz, Badass, really kind of – because Allegretti's a talker. Like, there's some talkers. There's some funny guys. Yeah. Badass is a little more quiet, but he felt
is
like
– Is he?
At least with us.
Okay.
You know what?
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about football-wise.
No, I'm just talking like hanging in the locker room.
Yeah.
He's actually – what's interesting with Tyler is that when the camera's off, he's happy to talk.
Uh-huh.
When the camera comes on, he kind of locks it in.
Uh-huh.
We already have a good little dap it up.
He seemed like a tone setter a little bit, though.
Yeah. Like, he's one of those guys, like – he's like a bee. Like, just buzzing around your ear. Like, for D linemen, like, the whole game, he's just buzzing in their ear. Getting them off kilter, just talking. And, like, just edging you on to where you just want to take his head off.
I like that.
And he was like, hey, bro, what you doing? What's going on?
He's like one of those guys. That's how he looks when he's on the field.
Yeah.
Because he always says something, then he walks back to the
ground. Yeah, he's definitely that guy, man.
I saw Nick Gates, who's playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was a dude that wasn't like – he was loud about it.
Oh, no. Nick Gates, he'll come up to your guy and curse him out. Like, bro, I'm battling a dragon over here, man. Chill out, man.
All right, last one for me.
Okay.
Best non-offensive lineman. Let's make it more – best skill position blocker.
Best skill position blocker. Jon Bates.
Not tight ends.
Huh?
Not, I'm saying receiver. Back. Or quarterback. Ooh. How's Jaden in the blocking game?
I've never seen Jaden have a block at all.
You ever?
We don't want to see him.
No, you don't.
Never.
Hey, tell him just look at
Goff.
Jared Goff.
Never.
Stay okay. away from everything.
I'd probably say Terry. Terry or
Noah Brown was a blocker.
Yeah, him too. Like, I feel like all of them. I got to tip my hat to all the wide receivers, man, with the chips, with the blocking.
I thought Eckler was good in pass pro too.
That's what I'm saying. Him and B-Rob.
Yeah. Fun year, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
Go get some sleep.
Repeat.
Let's all right, get people in Ashburn listen to the program.
Uh-huh.
Resign Big Lou.
Please. No faking and booty shaking.
All right, man. The best COVID pressers the whole time. When Big Lou got on the Zoom during COVID, we were going to have fun.
All right, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
Cornelius Lucas, one of the good ones, man. Great, great dude.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.